Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So I hope by now, as you guys tune into the show weekly, that you feel my passion and you really start to take my guests' recommendation, tips, and information, as well as my own, and bring it into your life. Because with change, right, you need tools to be able to navigate, and I'm hoping that my guests and myself are helping you create the life that you desire. So thanks for joining us weekly, as you have been. So my motivational quote today is by Russell Glass, and he says, "Focus on the right message for the right people at the right time." So how defined is your company's marketing plan? Do you have a clear strategy? Does it connect directly to your ideal client? If you've answered no to any of them, or perhaps I don't know, you need help. So marketing to the right people at the right time is really critical to our success, but also, you need a marketing plan. So instead of just throwing spaghetti at the wall and let's see what sticks, you need some type of strategies. You need to figure out what that strategic plan might be, and you need to see and test it. So today, of course, you know, I have an expert, and my guest expert is Mustafa Hussaini. And Mustafa he's a serial entrepreneur. He's an author, business coach, and founder of Perseo Inc. I love the name of his company. And he is the creator of Simple Marketing Formula, Viral Coefficient Formula, sounds very complicated, and my favorite, his Simple Time Management Formula. Now, Mustafa has been coaching and consulting for the past 10 years, helping businesses in various niches and industries grow and scale their business and become more profitable. Who doesn't want that? He is an avid skier, hiker, reader, and he lives and spends time with his family in his free time. His kids are beautiful. He's married to Ziba. His sons' names are Ali and Sina. And he has a burning desire. I can't even read what I have written. He has a burning desire to have harmony in his life. Mustafa helps coaches, consultants, and experts develop and implement their one-page marketing plan in 7 days or less. I went through his class. It's outstanding. Welcome, Mustafa, to the show. Mustafa, thanks for being on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. It's an honor to be here.
Yes. So I just want to give the listeners a little bit of a background on it, and then I want to hear your story and, you know, an immigrant and all of those things that I already know about you, but I want the listeners to get to know you. So I met Mustafa during COVID. There was a challenge going on, and he and I connected immediately. I think the first day we were starting to share emails and such. Because I'm shifting and pivoting my business, I am not good at marketing. I'm good at sales. Mustafa is unbelievable at marketing. And I sat in and I did a class for him over Memorial Day weekend, 6 days intense, walked out with a one-day marketing plan that was remarkable. So when I say Mustafa's an expert, he knows his stuff. So I'm really excited for anybody listening who has their own business, works for a company, they think their marketing kind of sucks. You need Mustafa. Yes. I think you're amazing. So first, Mustafa, please share your story with everyone so they get a vibe of who you are.
Sure. So I grew up in an environment where finances were always a problem. My dad was an employee. He would leave the house, I don't know, 5 or 6 in the morning. He would come back late at night. So I grown up in my early days, I didn't see a lot of him. I mean, when he would come home, we were all, you know, in bed. And I had two sides to my family. One was my mom's side, who were all mostly entrepreneurs and business owners. And my dad's family were mostly the academics and the employees. Now, from an early age, probably 5 or 6, I was wondering, why is it that these guys, my mom's side, have a better lifestyle, driving better cars, different quality of homes, and the lifestyle was different. And my dad's side, they worked so hard, but they didn't have much to show for it. So I was about 5 or 6 years old that I decided that I'm going to grow up and run my own business, right? And because that's what I preferred. And fast forward back in 2007, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, which we've all heard about him. Now, that book helped me kind of confirm my ideas and this whole phenomenon that I was dealing with. of, you know, working so hard, having not much to show for it, versus, you know, working so hard and then having something to show for it. And then moved to Canada back in 2000. I was born in Tehran, Iran. When I came to Canada, I was 18 years old. That was 20 years ago, so I guess that makes me 38 now. I did not speak English when I showed up. So I started taking English classes, and I enrolled in an engineering program. Didn't like that. Dropped out. Got into the business program. Absolutely loved it for two reasons. Number one, it was my favorite subject. Number two, there was a lot of cute girls in my classes. So I had all the motivations that I needed to show up. And then when I was in school, I started Persayo Marketing, which was a digital marketing agency. This is 10 years ago. And so we started doing marketing services for our clients along with coaching and consulting them. Back in 2017, I dropped all the digital services because it got too competitive for me and stuck with coaching. And so that's my story, and here I am.
Yeah, and Perseo, because I do love the name of your company, share everybody where that came from.
So Perseo, I actually made the name. Back in 2010, when I was trying to find the name, all the good names that I wanted, they were either taken or the domains were taken. And then one day I was sitting at a food court here in Calgary, and I saw this restaurant called Korea, Korean food. And I'm like, Korea. How about Persio? Then I'm like, you know, Persio doesn't sound good. How about Persio? It's got a little fluctuation into it. And then, bam, that's how the name was made, and I created the name. Persio Inc. is the name of the company.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know when the first time we met, I'm like, oh, I love the name of your company because I had to go to your website for something. So it is. It's fun, and you're fun. So I like that. And I think being in marketing, the name of your company is creative as well, and marketing mm-hmm. is about creativity. So I just kind of like how you blended that all together. Now, I went through the simple marketing formula, right? We went through that real intense class. Can you share with everybody why you created that class, what it entails, and really the importance of that one sheet at the end?
For sure. So over the past 10 years, as I've been working with many, many entrepreneurs, I see a recurring problem of entrepreneurs poking at different marketing tools and ideas and systems and softwares without having an overall goal or picture of, here's what I'm trying to get, here's what I should try. So they try funnels, they try webinars, they try Facebook and Google and a million different things without a plan and an overall direction for their business. Now, back in 2017, I started sensing the problem, like becoming fully aware of it, I'm like, I need to put together a course which would be the result of the past 8 years at the time of working with entrepreneurs, and I'm going to put in what actually works in this course. And I'm a fan of lean and simple. So, like, you know, we'll just put what works in here, make it simple. Six back when we first started, it was 6 weeks, once a week. Now, post COVID, we turned it into a 6-day intensive and kept it simple. And then, so it's important that the purpose of a one page plan is that, have you ever seen companies that have a marketing plan that they paid five or six figures for it, and it's like tens and tens of pages, and it's always sitting there collecting dust, and
Absolutely.
They never open it.
Yep.
So we wanted to have a one-page plan that we put it on the wall, that we look at it every day, at least every week. We're like, here's what we're working on. Here's what we're focusing on. And it's something that we actually use. It's not something sitting there on a shelf or in our computer folders that we forget about.
And that's so important because it's actually, and again, because I went through it, it's a living, breathing document. So that, and the other thing you taught us in this class too, which I thought was so smart, test something. Yeah. It might not work. You might think, oh, this is the best thing ever. You test it and you get crickets, right? Where it's really bad or it's just not resonating with your ideal client. So you said if you don't have a plan, you have to keep going back and say, where's the stoppage, right? That I'm not getting the people in. Let me go and analyze that. That didn't work. What's the next thing that I can try? And what's the next thing I can try? But the overall plan remains the same. The execution pieces are going to shift depending on what resonates with your ideal client and not. So that's why that one sheet was really, really a critical piece, because it's a living, breathing document.
Absolutely. Even in our plan, we update our plan every 90 days. So here's what I'm going to implement and try and test for the next 90 days, because sometimes the plan may not work. I put something together that I thought it's going to help me to get what I want. I tried it for 90 days. It didn't really, it was crickets. Then we get together every quarter and then update the plan, update the strategy if needed, or update our numbers. And then if it's working, great. We're just going to keep going at it. If not, so you will hear me say, we always keep an eye on our goal, and the goal always stays constant while we relentlessly change and modify our tactics to get there.
Do you find that most businesses, and you know, I have corporate clients, which you know about me, do you find that they, no matter what the size of the business is, but they put the marketing plan in place and they think, okay, I'm good? Do you find that a lot, or do you find that reiteration that happens?
All the time. 99% of people that have a plan, they're like, oh, I've got a plan. And they don't use it. And that's what kills them, or kills the marketing process. It's like, Let's see what works. Let's see what doesn't work. If it doesn't work, we know that this is not working. And then we'll keep focusing on what actually works.
And keep testing it. Why or how, I should say, how does this help the business owner? Because the owner is really the one in control, even if they have a marketing team and everything. Why should the owner be part of this kind of one plan?
In terms of development of it?
Yeah, I think the development, even because you know what happens? I know myself, right? I have a team and I'm like, take care of it. And during the clash, you said to me, yes, that's good, but you need to understand and you need to bring your team in so you're always on that same page. So talk to the business owners that are listening. Yeah, you have a team. That's wonderful. But why is this important for them to go through the 6 days intensive with you as well?
Absolutely. So here's another big problem. The owner doesn't know what he or she wants. Therefore, the managers don't know what they want. Then the staff members don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. And it's a big, big company of frustration and anxiety, and nobody knows what they want. And then companies are always wondering, why is it that their staff members are not happy? Well, because they don't know what they're supposed to do. And then in that situation, the owner is not happy. The managers are not happy. The staff are not happy. Communication is down. And so it's a disconnected environment. That's why we say, why don't we just all bring everybody to the course? We all work together as a company to, at least like with the man, be the owner, C-level, or the managers, all come together, build a plan together. A few things happen when you do that. Number one, we have a plan. We know what the hell we want, right? Number two, we're tapping into our own resources of our staff members and managers, so they feel included, and they are included. Two, we all get together and mastermind, come up with ideas with people that are in the business. They understand the front line and the back end to come up with a plan and strategy. Then when we take the plan back to the company, it's not like the owner. So here's another thing that happens. The owner goes out and attends a webinar or a seminar or an event. Monday morning, he comes back and goes, guys, I just got this most amazing idea through this workshop. And the team looks at him and is like, oh, just give him till Friday. He's going to forget it. And then they all fall right back to what they used to do. Even if they get it, what's going to happen is the owner is going to have to convince everybody and motivate them to follow this plan or amazing idea that he just came up with. And then by bringing everybody to the class, they just fix that problem and many other problems altogether. Sorry, that was a long answer, but I think it was.
No, that was a great answer. And here's the other thing that was really fascinating being in part. I think we had 10 or 12 people in our group, in our class that we did.
Yeah.
The fascinating thing was, I was putting together whatever I was putting together, whatever segment we were working on, and someone would say, oh, well, I see you as whatever their perception was. And I would stop and say, well, yeah, that's right. But that's not what you're saying. So sometimes you, your team, are so close to something that somebody from the outside because you're working all together, right? You're sharing ideas together. And Mustafa, you were great at, you know, Connie, you go. Now, Marie, you go. Paige, you go. You know, Heather, you go. And as we shared our different ideas, we all gave input, right? We would unmute yourself and say, Heather, you know what you should do? You know, Paige, you know what you should do? Have you thought about this? So I loved it because it wasn't just your team that you're working with, but you're getting those outside perspective of other potential business owners that might say, well, that doesn't make sense to me as a business owner. I would rather hear it this way or say it that way. So sometimes they feel like we're so close to the content that you look as far as from the tree idea, you really lose what the ideal client is looking for. So that was another byproduct. Yes, you get your one sheet. Yes, you get to work as a team to really create and articulate the clarity of it. But then you have this input from other businesses that all of a sudden it's just a different perspective, and a light bulb goes off and you go, holy crap, I didn't even think of that. So that is, did you deliberately do that, or is that just kind of a component of what transpires during the class?
Both. I would say all the above. We have a strong sense of community, and we have a very big focus in community, because as business owners, sometimes we feel like I don't know if obviously you've been there, where you feel like you have a problem and you're like, maybe I'm the only one that have the problem. And then sometimes I feel stupid about that problem for like 6 months. And then I get into a room like this and someone else says, oh my God, I had that problem as well. Let's work on fixing it.
Yeah.
Or there's someone that says, you know, I had that problem 6 months ago and here's how I fixed it. And then once we talk to each other and realize, oh, there's a room of people that are on the same boat and we work together to help each other, it makes magic happen. The power of mastermind. Have you read Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill?
Several times.
Yeah. So he talks about the power of mastermind. I don't know if it's chapter one or two or one of the beginning chapters. It's like the most powerful thing we could do as human beings. Put our minds together and tap into the collective wisdom and intelligence of the group and see what we could come up with.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's it. It was done deliberately, and then there's a bunch of
byproducts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funny because, you know, you say the mastermind, but it's really true, because there's so many brilliant minds out there. And when you start, because, okay, you grew up in a different country. You're in Canada. I'm in the U.S. So your perspective, and you're a man, I'm a woman, obviously, I'm stating the obvious here. But you know, you coming from another country, Iran, and then coming to Canada, your cultural experience is different than mine. You're the male perspective versus female perspective. So as soon as the two of us start talking, you're like, wait, what about this? What about this? What about that? And you do one of these, like, never thought of it. Or, you know, I had heard that, but I didn't fully understand. You just explained that really well. So I loved the group dynamic as well, because as being a business owner, we work a lot alone. And it's dangerous because you don't know what you don't know until someone else says something and you think, what? I have that same situation, which is what you kind of just said. Talk to my listeners about what are some of the top myths around marketing and growth? Because I know you share so many great statistics during the class as well.
So I would say the top problem is, if you work hard enough, you're eventually going to figure it out. And I hear one thing, this is what I heard about from Tony Robbins that has stuck with me, is like, if you start running west looking for the sunset, you're never going to see it, regardless of how hard you try. So, I mean, you could go with the wrong marketing tool or technique or strategy, and if it's not going to work, regardless of how hard you try, it's not going to work. And then another myth is, I'll figure it out on my own. And like the lonely creatures that we are as entrepreneurs, that's a dangerous game, and it's a costly game, and it takes time, and it's frustrating, and it's depressing, and it makes us anxious, and the whole nine yards that comes along with that. Why not work with a group of people? Why not make it simple and lean so that we can work and actually get it done? So that would say those are top two myths that I deal with all the time.
Yeah, and I agree with that. The second one, especially, I agree with the first one as well. No matter how hard you work, if you don't have a good plan, you're not going anywhere. You know, you're on the proverbial hamster wheel, right? You're just running, yeah. But you're staying in place. The second piece of that is a business owner, especially when you're starting out, let me save money. I could do it myself. I'm smart. I can figure it out. But you reach a point where you're not going out doing what you should be doing, which is generating and driving the business, which brings the revenue in, the profit in, and we're getting stuck on the things that we can hire a virtual assistant. If I remember correctly, you just hired a virtual assistant, and one day in the training you said, she already saved me 3 hours at a fraction of the cost of what it would cost me of time. So we think we could do it alone, and that's a really dangerous game to play because you're leaving your money into money. Time is money, right? And you're wasting a lot of time. You're losing a lot of money. So it's that double-edged sword where you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot from a profitability perspective. Yeah, I think we all go through that. The funny thing too is, Mustafa, I even see that with my corporate clients. They're a division head and they think they have to do everything themselves. It just doesn't work. There's not enough time in a day. We don't physically have enough energy to expend to do it alone. So I love your idea of bringing the team together in many forums, not just for marketing. So, again, it's just a good message, to learn. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Back to your message about outside help. I'm sure as a sales trainer, you have to convince their sales manager that he needs help from outside, because they always feel like he needs to do all the training and all the systems and all the tools. And you're like, you have to convince them.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, it's a lot easier to get outside help.
Yeah.
You will get to shine. You increase your numbers and your commissions, and the company will shine. And everybody would be a lot happier if we actually open up and be vulnerable and actually get help.
Yeah, you spend $10 and you make $1,000, that $10 is well spent, right? But we want to try to save the $10. We don't realize we're losing the $990 on the other side. So it's, you know, we're human after all. These are the mistakes we make. Talk to everybody. I really want everybody to understand the completeness of your process, what it looks like, and talk about some of the action steps. But give an overview of the program, and then what are some of the action steps? Because all my marketing people, I want them to hear your process, because it's just so logical to me, and I'm not a marketing person, remember. So if it's logical to me and I was able to come out with this great result, the marketing people, I think if they hear your process, they're going to be like, holy crap, there's something here, you know?
Sure thing. Okay. So this course, we go for 6 days. And in 6 days, we cover the 6 foundations of your one-page marketing plan. Day one, we go over your goals and the overall direction of your business. Because if we don't know what we want, it's going to be pretty hard to get it. If you're going on vacation and you don't know where you're going, it's going to be pretty hard to go where you don't know where you're going. So number one, what do we want? Number two, day two, we work on setting our profitable target market and your profitable specialty. So what do? And who do you do it for? And I share my step-by-step process on how to get in and set it up so that you and the entire world is clear on what you do and who you do it for. And that becomes the foundation of your business model and your marketing. Then on day three, we go and do a market research process to figure out what are the biggest problems that our people or in our target market is experiencing, what do they want from us, how much they're willing to pay for it, and then in what package and what form do they want it from us. Then we're going to turn around and offer them exactly what they want from us. So there's no confusion, there's no assumptions on that. On day 4, 5, and 6, we set up our strategy for lead generation, lead conversion, and client retention. How do we find these people? How do we exactly, what process do we take them through to turn them into a committed paying customer? And then on last day, we set up the strategy for client retention. How do we keep them? How do we have them come back and refer their network to us? So those are the 6 foundations of our marketing plan. The goal, your specialty, your target market, your offer, lead generation, lead conversion, client retention. And on Saturday, you walk out with your one-page marketing plan done.
Yeah, it was remarkable. And it's so funny when you said the market research day. Do you remember all of the, I know you do this every week, but the aha moments that what you think your client's pain point or struggle is, and then what they come back with was remarkable. So for me, when I did my market research, because I mean, I'm talking to people all the time, so you think you know, the biggest glitch, and I always knew it was there, but I didn't realize the extent, follow-up. Nobody does proper follow-up. And they don't have a system, and they don't have a CRM system. And I knew, like, you know that, but when I kept hearing it over and over and over again, I thought, wow, I really need to create more time in my training on follow-up and more recommendations for CRMs and get my connections with CRMs to bring to my client. Because that's, I'm not an expert in that, but I have people who are. So that was just really fascinating. And I think everybody else had that same reaction of, I had no idea, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think we've shared some stats. Only 50% of business owners and salespeople do a second follow-up.
Yes.
Right? And then the numbers go from there. That's 50% of them. And the money is in the follow-up or in client retention. Like one of the guys we were talking this week, he was like, what's the fastest way to create cash? It is to call your existing or past customers. If you're ever cash hungry, if you don't have enough cash, pick up the phone, call your existing or past customers, make them an offer. That's the fastest, surefire, proven way to get cash. And here's what most business owners do. Let me drive some traffic to my funnel, and then they'll go through the webinar, and then 2 months later, they might buy from me. It's like, why don't we just pick up the phone and, you know, sell something to our existing customers that know, like, and trust us.
And the other statistic that I knew, and it was funny because I use it in my training, 80%, we love the 80-20 rule, right? Pareto, thank you. Principle, the 80-20 rule. So 80% of people or salespeople or business owners don't follow up. And the sweet spot is that 5 to 13th connection, because people have to meet you, trust you, you kind of nurture them. The 5th to 13th time is where they're going to pull the trigger and say, yeah, we need to work. 80% don't ever make it to that fifth call. So 20% do 1 through 4, and then they stop. And then they wonder why their profitability is stagnating, why their business isn't growing, because you're not going that one step. And 80% aren't doing it. That's flabbergasting to me, because you're leaving money on the table. And as a salesperson, my brain wants to explode, because if you have something else that you can cross sell to help your customer, I'm saying all do it, make a win-win where the customer wins. Why are you not offering it? Because we're not doing that follow through. It's crazy. It's craziness.
Oh, yeah. And all those 80% people are always crying about not enough sales or not enough customers.
And it's just bad habits. They have bad habits in place, right?
It's interesting about habits that you mentioned. Even when you show them the facts, they still go back to their old habits. So they need, like, somebody to just, like, whip them and, you know, give them some extra motivation to say, hey, this is what you need to focus on.
Yes. And, well, I agree with that. So that brings me to my next question. Now, you are a leader in a mastermind group. Just talk with, you hit on it a blip before about what a mastermind does, but explain that you put your mastermind together and the importance of the frequency that you guys meet, that the mastermind meets, and what you accomplish during those mastermind groups to build good habits. To me, that's the bottom line. But can you explain that a little bit for everybody?
Sure. I mean, yeah, your people probably like numbers. Let me share some stats with people.
Perfect.
Less than 3% of business owners have a clear written goal. These people are 10 times more likely to be successful. Less than half of those people actually have a plan to reach the goal. These people are 20 times more likely to reach their goals. Less than half of those guys, about 0.35% or less, actually implement their plan. These guys are 40 times more likely to achieve their goal. And please hear this. The group that has a goal, has a plan, implements their plan, and has a support group or a coach on the implementation of their plan are 80 times more likely to be successful. So creating a goal and setting a plan is all great, But if we don't implement it and get support on the implementation phase of it, it's all wasted. That's why we put this mastermind group together where we meet on a weekly basis to provide support and accountability on the implementation of the plan to make sure that, yes, we have a goal, yes, we have a plan, but then we actually implement the plan. And that's when the magic happens. So this simple process creates the top companies that you see in the world. There's a goal, there's a plan, they implement, they get support and accountability, and then they show up, you know, in the news, they become multi-million dollar, seven-figure, eight-figure, nine-figure companies. They follow, that's the simple process, basically.
And talk about your mastermind group, because I know as soon as you said that, we meet once a week, it's accountability. It's more than just accountability, though, in the mastermind group. Yeah, there's an accountability component to show up. Did you do what you said you were going to do? The other piece, though, is you strategize together, because I might have done what you're trying to do successfully 2 years ago, and I could tell you my strategy and say, hey, here's my template. Use it. It worked. Don't reinvent the wheel. So there's a component of the mastermind beyond accountability. Can you just talk a little bit about that? Because I think it's important.
Absolutely. So we tap into each other's wisdom, experience, education, networks, whatever we have to help each other. And we have a very strong sense of community. And then the other thing that we do is, as part of our mastermind program, like I mentioned earlier, we update our business plan and our marketing plan every quarter. We have a quarterly planning workshop because it's great. Yes, I set up a plan and a goal, but then is the plan working? Is the goal working? Was it achievable? Is this not doable? And then because of all this craziness in the world and this new market conditions, we definitely have to apply the plan and then adjust it on a quarterly basis, if not monthly, just to make sure that we do reach the goals. So those are some of the components, like weekly sessions, quarterly sessions to update the plan. And then we've got a whole bunch of other stuff included in there where we help them get published on the media as a done-for-you type service. We help them. They have access to our courses, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, tremendous amount of bonuses as well. But the bottom line of a mastermind group, I think, is that we tap into genius, right?
Yes.
That wisdom, that genius. And I think when we started, you were so cute in our group. You said we had like 450 years of experience with all of the people and, you know. We stay in your lane with what you know, right? I know sales. I don't know marketing. And during the class, you were saying, too, like, hey, I know marketing. Connie, what would be the sales repercussion on this? So, but again, marketing and sales are so closely related that to tap into your genius or to tap into my genius, it just makes it better, easier, faster for us to create and propel the businesses from growth and profitability. It just works. So the mastermind, I know people, oh, it's another thing to do. When you're in with the right people, that's where, you're right, magic happens, because you're tapping into tremendous genius and wisdom.
I mean, me and you, we could do a lot more magic together than any of us alone.
Absolutely. Agree 100%.
And once we put our, that's the only advantage that human being has over animals or anything else is our minds.
That's right.
And once we put our minds together, 1 + 1 is not 2 anymore. It's 5.
That's right.
Once you put 10 people together, that's the equivalent of maybe 50 minds. It's not kind of like batteries. Once you put 10 batteries together, it becomes a lot more powerful.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
I couldn't agree more with you.
Yeah. We're out of time, but I you know, I could talk to you all day, because everything you say just makes sense and it resonates with me because I think you and I have philosophically you know, you can't do it alone. Work hard, but work smart. You know, have a plan, execute the plan, reevaluate. I mean, all of those things, I think philosophically, we're always on par with that. So, guys, if you want more Mostafa, which I think you all do, go to his website, which is perseo.com. So it's PERSYO.com. Ton of things you're going to find on the website. I am going to post the course page for anyone wanting to take that. You're running that fairly frequently, right, Mostafa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I will send you that link. I'll put the website, Perseo.com. I will also put the link for the class, because I do think it's 6 days. It's ridiculously priced. You're giving it away, Mustafa, which makes me crazy. But he's trying to really help everybody get their message out there. Also,
Can I share why?
Sure,
real quick?
I would love to know why that I think you're crazy.
One of our brand promises is that we make it easy for people to do business with us. So this way, I mean, we used to sell this course for $1,000, right? And then I'm going to leave it for your people to go and get surprised with the number that they see. But that way, we just make it easy. Come in, get a feel. If you like us, we'll do work together. If not, you didn't spend a few $1,000s to get to know me.
That's right.
So that's the reason behind it.
Yeah, the price is ridiculous. It's not even near $1,000. I'm telling you, he's giving it away. I want to slap him. and by the way, at the end, all of us said to Mustafa, you really should charge more. So I mean, I love your premise. And the other thing I've learned about Mustafa, he's really giving. He really wants everybody to learn, walk away with tremendous value. You put your money where your mouth is. So I appreciate that. Yeah. And the other thing I want to tell everybody, and I will post this on the Enlightenment of Change website, Mustafa, for you, Facebook and LinkedIn. Mustafa is extremely lively on Facebook more than LinkedIn, I think, but you do a lot of Facebook Lives. Mustafa has a podcast. Again, yet another free resource. He has great guests on. I'm going to be a guest on his show, so of course he has great guests on. but you do a lot on the Facebook Live and the Facebook platform.
Yes.
So guys, no worries. I will send you the link. I will give you the link so you can find Mustafa easy peasy. Okay. Mustafa, thanks for being on. Always a pleasure hanging out with you. You're a joy. You're really a joy to know. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. And you guys, don't forget, go to WhitmanAssoc.com/CSA for communication style assessment, free resource. I offer yet another tool for you to understand how you communicate, how you show up, how you're perceived by your clients. And I give you tips on the free report you get on ways to promote your superpower and really, show up using your superpower and minimizing your blind spot. So WhitmanAssoc.com/CSA. Again, free resource for you. Mustafa, thank you. You're a joy to hang out with. Thanks for being on the show. True pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you again. And you guys, please join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that change, no matter what that means for you, we've got your back. My guests and I are here. We're here to give you those resources to help you think of things from a different perspective, and for you to create the change in your life that you desire. We all deserve a wonderful life. You have to go and do it, right? You have to go out and create that. So thank you again for joining me. Thank you all for joining me. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I wish you all an inspired and a profitable week. Go make some money, guys.